beyond the books.
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 Beyond
the books.
Hi, welcome to our podcast,
The Amulet Analysis.
So let's get started.
My name is Mac.
My name is Kyan.
My name is Garrett.
My name is Yash.
And my name is Trey.
We'll be analyzing the graphic novel Amulet, Book 1.
First, let's tell you a little bit about our author.
His name is Kazu Kibushi, and he is a Japanese-American.
He was born on April 8, 1948 in Tokyo, Japan.
So the story starts with Emily, her mom, and her dad.
Their dad was driving and took a turn on the road, but there was someone stopped on the side of the road.
Emily's dad did not know what to do, so he drove through the guardrails and fell down the cliff.
The car was miraculously saved by a tree trunk, and they were upside down in the car.
Emily and her mom got out, but the dad was stuck.
Emily's mom tried getting the dad out, but it was useless.
This is a very sad moment in the story.
Moments later, the car fell down the cliff.
2 years later, Emily's mom decided to move to their grandfather's house.
Emily and Navin were resistant at first about moving, but soon they gave up and decided to move.
When they entered the house, Emily wasn't really thrilled.
I wouldn't be either. You'll get it after you read the book.
The house is very dusty, musty, and rusty.
Emily searched the house until she stumbled upon her grandfather's invention room.
She was amazed to find a table that had a book with an intricate pattern.
She flipped over the book and found a handprint.
If I were her, I would have not touched that.
Emily was reckless and took huge risks. Would any of you do that?
Definitely not.
I would. I want that power.
After that, they found a weird amulet, and the amulet told them to go to a house on water. Next to that house, they found a person who was holding a weird electric taser.
Emily thinks the robot was aiming at her.
But then Emily saw that he was not aiming at her.
Judging by Emily's character at that time, we could see that she was probably scared.
He was aiming at another person with an amulet.
But the mysterious person stuns the guy with the amulet.
Then they got to the house with the mysterious person rowing them in a rowboat.
It turns out to be a robot in a mech suit, and the builder was Emily and Navin's grandfather, Dr. Silas Charm.
The robot takes them to the house the amulet was talking about to find their grandfather.
Emily seemed to be surprised to find her grandfather in bed.
However, the siblings realize that they still need to save their mom.
They realize the only way they can get to their mom is by going through a cave of giant worms, which the spider has traveled through to go to his pack.
They quickly get ready to fly through the cave in an airplane, and a robot named Miskit is also coming to protect Emily and Navin.
As they begin to fly through the cave, many giant worms try to eat them. Luckily, our hero survived.
The robot Miskit shot a lot of them, but one got him, and Emily zapped it with amulet power.
The worm things were called rakers.
Then, when they came out of the cave, they almost ran into a forest.
She has a fight with Trellis, the elf stonekeeper, after she miraculously saved herself from falling into the forest.
The mom then goes into a coma because she got injected by poison from the arachnopods.
Then when they came out of the cave, it turns out that the house had legs and started walking to a city called Canalis to find medicine.
Emily is brave and has mercy and is in control with her amulet because it wants to kill Trellis, but Emily spares him.
In conclusion, we can see Emily is a very powerful character.
Emily has been through a lot as a character. She has lost family members, traveled between entire worlds, and fought strange creatures.
Many people would not have survived those adventures.
Emily is a very smart, strong, and brave person.
We can all see that she has done a lot. Thank you for listening to our podcast,
The Amulet Analysis.